This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Aliens have landed, this just in. Only, we're the aliens. And it's not really us. It's a spacecraft from the European Space Agency. It's a probe called Huygens. And it's landed on Saturn's moon, Titan, early this morning. Data from that landing has begun to arrive on Earth, and scientists are looking forward to many long hours of trying to figure out what this new information means. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is with us. Joe, welcome back to Day to Day. What about that lead? Aliens have landed, huh?
That's perfect. It's absolutely true. It depends on your point of view, doesn't it?
Yes.
But, the mission data is coming in, and scientists are, you know, it's just beginning to analyze it, but they've already declared things a huge success. You know, even earlier, this craft spent about 2 hours floating down through this really thick atmosphere on this moon Titan. And then after 2 hours, it was supposed to last about a half hour on the surface, but it appears it lasted almost another 2 hours and maybe even longer. The Cassini spacecraft, which is orbiting Saturn, is supposed to send the data back. That's the NASA satellite that took Huygens to Saturn. But Cassini's had to turn away to start feeding data back to Earth, but ground telescopes on Earth were still hearing the spacecraft 2 hours after it landed. So, wow.
So this is kind of a suicide robot craft that goes down and says, I'm not going to last very long, but I'll tell you everything I can for
absolutely
a little.
Everything. It's going to spit out data about the atmosphere. It's going to spit out data. It did a little weather forecast on the way down, you know, the atmospheric pressure and temperature.
Yeah.
It's got instruments for winds, and it's got instruments going to tell you what the ground looks like. And, of course, pictures. We want to have pictures because from far away, you can't see Titan very well. It's got a dense atmosphere, and it just looks kind of blobby when you look at it from Earth, or even when Cassini looked at it, it looked kind of blobby because you can't really see through the thick atmosphere.
And sound, I heard you report on Morning Edition today, it's actually got a microphone on it. What are all our scientists going to be learning from Titan?
Well, that was my pal Richard Harris. I'm not the polymath you accused me of being, it's gonna tell a lot of things. I mean, you know, Titan is a strange place because it's like 10 times further away from the sun than the Earth is, but in other ways, very like Earth. It's got a nitrogen atmosphere. It's got carbon molecules just like Earth, but the average temperature at the surface is like 290 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Wow. And so it's sort of like saying, what would the Earth be like if it happened to be orbiting a gas giant like Saturn 10 times further, you know, like 900 million miles away from the sun? It's an interesting question. I think that this probe and the instruments on board should be able to provide some data about what that would be like and what life would be like under those circumstances.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, and a tip of the hat to Richard Harris as well. Thank you, Joe.
You bet.